Guys, again, so many voices helping us to share the message of Passion Play and Vision Beyond 2020. Yeah, we're in a little bit of a bump in the road, right, Chris?
Just a little bit, but that's okay. You know,
it is okay.
We're learning to do ministry a different way.
You know, Chris,
a wake up call.
You are one of the. I know you won't be offended with it. He's one of the biggest geeks I know. You're definitely a serious geek.
Oh yeah.
And without a good geek, we can't do Passion Play.
Yeah. Well, I don't have the pocket protectors and the
it's not a nerd, it's a geek.
Glasses with the medical tape on or anything like that. But
I'll tell you what though, you know, for the ministry that we share together at Mesa View Baptist is our home church. And, we go back. This is Chris Cliff. I'm introducing Chris today. Chris is with us, and I'll never forget that first day that you called, Chris, and you said, hey, can you guys use some folks praying for the ministry, some prayer warriors? I said, man, where you been?
Yeah.
But we've been together ever since, bro.
Yeah, 10, 11 years, somewhere around there. You know, it's changed my life completely. I never thought one phone call would have such an impact on myself. You know, I have people feeding back to me, you know, over and over again every year, you know, on what my ministry with Passion Play, which it's morphed into some new things now, but, you know, originally it was for prayer.
Yeah.
And it really helped me grow my relationship with God and praying for people actually takes the selfishness away from it. And I learned my prayer patterns completely changed when I started working with Passion Play.
Wow.
And you know, the focus no longer is on yourself, but definitely on the people that you are praying for, but also more importantly on Jesus Christ.
So, you know, it's an amazing, portion of the work of the ministry, the prayer that surrounds all that we do as a cast and a crew. I remember telling our cast and crew in Denver, it was crazy, Chris, because I could stand in the sound booth and watch the presentation on the stage, and it was like a thermometer. And I really could tell if people were praying around that room or if people were doing something, if they were playing.
Most definitely.
And it's amazing how the Spirit of God comes and just begins to move through the presentation. And we can actually take that room. I was talking about it earlier, effectively revisiting those events that surround the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We really get to kind of take a trip there together with our audience each night.
Definitely. I mean, it's kind of hard to put into the exact words, you know, unless you're actually there. And that goes from, you know, yeah, I was, you know, I started in this ministry praying, but I really didn't understand it until one day out in Shiprock you decided to put a costume on me. Then I really started to understand, you know, I stepped in to the streets of Jerusalem at that point.
And we're going to talk with Chris about that when we get back in our next break. That is the adventure that we're talking about right here. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.